Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, yo. Hey, yo, yo. I see most cats will take advantage of you right now. But I ain't gonna do that, huh? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game. And she done found her S.E.
Life is real. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustlers on the block go crazy when you hit your lips. But they just want relation, they don't want relationships.
Welcome to the real world.
It ain't the same. Tell us so to love to be your daddy, know your name. Everybody's talking about how much that girl did change. Can't quite put your finger on it, but you're feeling strange. Like it's fire in your veins.
Hey world, you're tuning in to T-Fizzle Radio, and tonight we have a hot topic for you guys, and I have my co-host on the line. I have Miss Alex on the line. I have Marty J. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, this is Miss Alex. I reside here in Charlotte, and I'm just looking forward to a great show tonight, and that song definitely hit the topic on the head.
I know Marty. That's right. Marty?
Marty J. Boss, QC. What's up, everybody?
All right. Okay, so right now, the topic for tonight that we're talking about is, do you guys feel like kids nowadays are just so grown? We see so many videos on YouTube. I get sent so many videos, and it's mainly pertaining to younger girls and younger boys being provocative, acting overly sexual, and I feel like a lot of times we're objectifying and we're overly sexualizing a lot of these kids. So I wanted to kind of get everybody's opinions and see what people feel about this topic. A lot of people were curious about the picture that I had on the topic with the little girls in the Hoochie Mama shorts. Now, those little girls are the Oh My God girls. They're the girls from, if you guys ever watched the Tiny and Toya show, that's their daughters. They started a little girl group. And these girls are between the ages of 10 and 12, but the way they dress, they look like they're about, you know, 13, 14, 15. So I just want to know your opinion, Marty and Alex, right now, as far as what you guys feel about kids today. Do you feel like they're acting a lot more grown than kids back then or when you guys were growing up?
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm 30. And, you know, today's children they're not children anymore. You know, it's very disheartening and it's very sick to see some of the things that we as parents allow our children to do. You know, they're definitely growing up too fast, and, you know, I have an 11-year-old, well, she's not quite 11 yet, but I would never let my daughter, you know, take part in a lot of things that parents are thinking is okay these days. You know, these little kids out here, their mouths are just off the hook, and it's just, I don't know. It's sad. It's very sad. And, you know, you can't blame it on, you know, the fact that there are young parents out here, because there are older parents, you know, my age, older than me, that are still allowing their children to not stay in a child's place.
Mm-hmm.
And kids are definitely growing up too fast. You know, I try to mentor to a lot of younger ladies to let them know that adulthood, you have plenty of time to be an adult. Stay a child
mm-hmm.
as long as you can. Lord knows I wish I could sell my adult card back sometimes.
I know that's right. It is definitely hard as you get older. And, I mean, the unfortunate part is so many of these kids are trying so hard to be grown. They want to grow up so fast. But it's like once you hit, you know, your 20s and you're grown, it's like you want that childhood back. And it's like if I can stress that to one girl or boy, like, you know, just enjoy your childhood. Like, you got the rest of your life for sex. You have the rest of your life to have children. You have the rest of your life to grow up. It's like enjoy your childhood years, because that, you know, you're only a child for what, until you're about 18, if that. You know, and it's like that goes by so fast, and you're an adult for the rest of your life. Basically, once you hit 18, you're considered an adult legally. So what do you feel about the whole kids growing up too fast, Marty?
I agree with what she said in reference to the parents allowing what is going on with the children, because I remember somebody said to me a while back, like, each generation, the parenting style changed, and it was more lax. So, you know, back in the 50s and the 40s and stuff like that, a lot of stuff was more, you know, conservative. Parents didn't have a problem, you know, disciplining their children. And then that generation, they said, well, I hate it when my parents did this, so this is what I'm going to do. And it just escalates from the next generation to the next generation.
Yeah. And I also feel, too, like with a lot of these kids nowadays, you know, those generations back in the 40s and 50s, they weren't bombarded with all the images that these kids are bombarded with now. I mean, you turn on BET, it's nothing but tits and ass, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? This is what these little girls are looking up to. I can't tell you how many little girls I've met over the past few years since, like, you know, the whole video vixen thing has blown up. So many little girls now are aspiring to be video vixens. You know, I can see being a model, you know, runway, fashion, print. It's not even about that no more. They want to be the next Melissa Ford. They want to be the next Buffy the Body. You know, you have little girls who are 10 and 11 who are more interested in the fact that they have a butt than what's in their mind. And I just think that that's really sad that we're putting so much emphasis on their body and their shape instead of, you know what they're bringing to the table as far as their personality. And a lot of these little girls, I also feel are dressed and really grown. Like, a lot of the clothing is really, really provocative. Like, the outfits that a lot of these little girls wear are shorter and skimpier than even when I was little. You know, now you have a lot of little things written on the butt, like bootylicious or sexy or hot. And I just hate when I see stuff written on little girls' butt, because you're having, that's really calling grown men's attention to that area of that little girl. And I just say, I don't know, it just doesn't sit well with me. What do y'all think about that?
I definitely agree with that. You know, I know when my daughter was a lot younger, you know, she would want something, you know, mommy, can I get this? No, ma'am. Because these kids today, their bodies are ridiculous. They have bodies grown women. And you're just basically making your child a human billboard for these men out here that definitely have the wrong intentions. You know, they don't look at the fact that this is a child. They look at the fact like, oh, gosh, you know, this girl has a big ass, or, you know, this girl is this. And these kids today are definitely way more developed than we were at, you know, 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah. You're right about that. And even in the chat room, Dre is saying that there are many hoochie stores, is what he likes to call a lot of the clothing stores. And JT is saying that a lot of the video girls now are on YouTube. You can find these girls on YouTube shaking their ass. RBM is saying it's in the food, and I definitely agree with that. And that's why we have to watch what we feed our children. I went to my son's class at the beginning of the school year, and I had tweeted about this on Twitter. And you know how you go and you meet the teachers and stuff like that and the kids. When I tell you this little boy walked into the room, he was almost my height. And this boy was in third grade. I said, well, dang, is you like the older brother? He said, no, I'm a third grader. He looked like he could have easily been in the sixth grade. I mean, just a huge boy. And then it's like I go to the end of the hall to where the fifth grade classrooms are. You got little girls my height, boobs just as big as mine. And it's just like, I mean, it's scary the way these girls are developing. And when you develop that fast and you don't know how to handle it, you know, when you have breasts the size of a grown woman but you're 11, how do you handle that? You know,
again,
it's very hard, and I think it's on the
parents. It's with the parents, because my mother, back in the day, my sister had a body. She was, you know, 12, but my mother said, no, you're going to the kids' store to get your clothes. If you can fit it, then you're going to wear it. You're not going to be wearing all this other type of stuff. Why are you sitting down with your legs open? Close your legs. So it's all parenting style, and the parents not being nonchalant about how they're raising their children and not letting them stay home by themselves when they only 12 and 13, and then they have access to the Internet. You got kids on the Internet and the chat rooms and getting snatched up on Craigslist and all this other stuff.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these kids, their behavior is very grown. Even when I see, like, the videos of some of these girls, I'm like, yo, I can't even dance like that. like it's like they know how to shake it. You know, they're built, and it's like they know how to do these dances. And it's like, who is teaching them these dances? You know, is it the parents? Are they getting it from their mamas, their older cousins? Because some of the videos I get sent on YouTube are just ridiculous. And you can tell these are little girls. They're standing on their heads. They're pee-popping. And I'm like, if I was to stand on my head, Lord, I think I'd just fall out. Y'all wouldn't even know what to do. Y'all be like, call 911, real talk. And it's like these little
but
girls,
you know,
are doing
it.
It's like, who's teaching them that?
You know what?
And again, it's also too when they see when the girls and they're doing these dances and they're doing this stuff, people are cheering them on, saying, "Oh my God, girl, look what you're doing! That's so cute. You're so cool." So they're not getting any other sort of reprimand on that because they're thinking, "Okay, I'm doing a good job. I'm getting my props for doing what I'm doing." So they keep going to the next level. Nobody's sitting their asses down where they need to be sitting, reading the book.
But you know what else I want to put out? You know what else I want to put out there? If a lot of these parents would divide the difference between I'm your friend versus I'm your parent, it would make a lot of things go better. You know, a lot of, and I'm going to say women because, you know, we have our children more than, you know, single fathers, although there are single fathers out here. But if you spent more time being a parent, a mother, a caregiver versus being a friend, you know, you can't be your, you can be your child's friend, but to a certain extent.
To an extent.
You know, this,
exactly.
You know, my child, you know, I want my daughter to dress like me. Your daughter's 12. Your daughter's 13. You're 30. You're, you know, you're 20, whatever. You're 30. You're 40. Your child should not look like you. You should not be twins. You should not be dressing alike. When you go buy your clothes, it's ridiculous that you're buying your daughter's clothes out of the same store that you're buying your own clothes. I've never seen such. I just, you know, people say, you know, oh, you have an old soul, you know, your mentality. You know, my grandmother raised me, and I thank God for everything that she has instilled in me, and I'm raising my children the same way that my grandmother raised me because, you know, this parenting of today, of 2009, and Lord knows what it's going to be in 2010, 11, 12, and so forth.
Girl, who's
it's scary. It really scares me. I just want to lock my kids up and you can't go nowhere. You know?
Hey, Alex, what you grew up, I mean, we're not that far in age.
No, we're never like 10 years older than these kids.
But so we know what it was like and we know what we've seen. And, you know, we did our shit. We went out in the streets when we wasn't supposed to. We disobeyed. So we know what, you know, the consequences of our actions are. So what you guys are trying to do with your children is you're trying to prevent that from happening to them.
Exactly.
And other parents don't see that.
Exactly. Let me get some calls in here real quick. Sweetie. We got some people. We got a lot of people calling in. So let me just let someone in here real quick. Area code 843. Area code 843. You're on the air.
Hey, lovely T. It's Rochelle.
Hey, Rochelle. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good. A lot of our standards as, like, a society has, like, decreased, like, with technology becoming, like, so advanced. Like, you see the cell phones, the computers, and, like, I know, like, 7-8-year-olds with cell phones. And I'm like, why? Why do you need a cell phone? What is the purpose? And, like, my cousin lately, my aunt, she called my cousin, she went to her phone and found naked pictures of her, and she sent them to a little boy. And I'm all like, you ain't nothing but 12. What are you doing?
Yep. And that's one thing I wanted to bring up on part of the show because it hit the news last week. I don't know if y'all was watching CNN or whatever, but there is this whole sexting ring. It's called sexting. When you send naked pictures of yourself to like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever. But now what the issue is, there was a junior high classroom of 30 kids. The girl had a boyfriend. She sent her boyfriend, she was 12 or 13, sent him topless pictures of her. And, of course, you know, boys talk and boys gossip. He passed it on to his friends, and basically this picture got all around the school. Now the police are looking at charging these kids and their parents and whoever else has a picture of the girl with child pornography. And I feel like you're right. Technology has come so far ahead. How can we hold these kids liable? Like these kids, you know, at 12 and 13, you don't have a concept of, you know, what that picture can do to you 5, 10 years from now. You get what I'm saying? And it's like you have a lot of girls out here who want attention from their boyfriend. They're looking for attention in all the wrong places, and they are sending these naked pictures, you know. And it's like, and that's one thing I feel like kids don't realize is like when you send those pictures are out there forever for anyone to do anything with, and it's just, it's sad. It really is sad. How do y'all feel about the whole sexting thing?
It's definitely scary, but my whole concern and my whole thing is, why does your 12-year-old have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Why does your 13-year-old have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Why are you allowing this? You're allowing these kids to, you know, their boyfriend or their girlfriend to come into your home and, you know, spend quality time. What quality time? Are you serious? How about you pick up a book and quality time that? You know, and again, this stems from these parents. You know, you have a lot of, you know, single parents out here that, you know, they have to work. And but, you know, you have to be a parent first, you know, and you can't blame, you can't fault anybody but yourself. So, you know, this sexting stuff, you know, I was surprised because, you know, I have cousins that are, you know, 13, between the ages of 13 and 16 still. And when she told me about this, I'm like, are you serious? I don't know. I can't fathom it. Like, it's really, it's just getting out of control.
It is. Let me take some more callers. We got some more people calling in. We got a bunch of calls. Let me take some more callers here real quick. Area code 773-773.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Who is this?
This is Philosoph Zali.
Hey. Hey, Philosoph.
What's up?
So what you got to say on the topic?
Yeah, it's too many children nowadays, more than ever before. Even boys, you know, have more grown up, mature bodies than I do, and the girls looking like they 30 and 40 and whatnot, and they only 6 and 8.
I'm telling you,
not even 10 years old yet. You know, being raped and molested, kidnapped more than ever before from the same race that's responsible for the eugenics and these poisons and preservatives and toxins that they put in all this food and in the tap water and this junk food and processed foods and whatnot. All the stuff that's not organic food, that's not organic vegetables, organic fruit, or free-range meat, you know, and stuff you can get from the Amish, like raw milk. You know, the cow's milk got all these pus and toxins in it. My research tells me that, or what I heard, that they got a lot of the chemicals that's in this cow's milk, the so-called vitamin D milk. They talk about milk does your body good on these commercials and whatnot. That milk got ingredients in it that is part of the blame for girls that's 5 years old looking like they 25 and 15, and 18 and whatnot.
Yeah, and this tequila lag in the chat room said, don't forget about the chicken hormones, and you're right about that. Because I remember we was barbecuing a few months ago. When I tell you that dang on chicken leg was the size of my forearm, I was scared to eat it. I'm like, why is this chicken leg so huge? You know, like a drum, like a big old turkey drumstick, but it was a chicken leg, y'all. I was so nervous. I said, I'm pumping this chicken leg with so much hormones. It's ridiculous how much steroids they're pumping into the meat, and that's why these girls are looking like they're 16 and they're only 10.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. It's ridiculous. Let me bring in another caller here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Area code 334. 334, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on? This is Tariq Styles here.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you for having me. I just want to make my point really quick. First of all, I do agree. Some of the stuff that you guys are saying on here, like some of the same stuff that I say when I'm speaking to people that I know, and the same stuff that my mother says. So, you know, we're thinking the same way. I have a 10-year-old, and my daughter, she knows and I know that if I ever catch her acting out of a child's place, I will swiftly correct that. Even if she's at a school function and I see her down there popping or whatever, splitting and all that stuff, I will embarrass her in front of everybody, school officials, her friends, everything. So I don't play that. More parents do need to parent And my daughter knows that, you know, I'm a friend, but I'm also her daddy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that, and then another thing is, and this is what I think sometimes what men have to do, and, you know, I just have a daughter and all nieces. I don't have any boys or nephews, but I do let my nieces, you know, I've got nieces that are as young as 2 all the way up to, like, 16 or 17. And I tell my brothers and my sister, hey, you know, if they got a little boyfriend or whatever, you know, if they're 16, 17, I want to meet the guy, too, because they need to know that there's a guy there. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to get my point across with it. I'm trying to figure out how to say it. My 16 and 17-year-old nieces need to know. Their male friends need to know that there is a guy there. You feel
in
what
the
I'm
household
saying?
That will check them.
A guy
if
there
they go
that
out.
Will check.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, I just want to let you know, if you do something to this girl right here, I'm here, you're going to have to answer to me, too.
I know that's right.
Right.
And a lot.
And that's definitely how it should be.
Well, thank you for letting me get my point across, and I'm really enjoying the show.
Thank you. I'm glad you called in, and thank you for supporting me.
No problem. Y'all take it easy.
All right. You too.
But I agree with what he said. A lot of parents these days are not, they scared to correct it. My mother will snatch you up. My mother will still snatch me up, and I'm 25 years old. She don't got no problem still snatching me up if I get out of place. And that's
exactly the
respect factor is really, really big, because if you don't respect your parents you don't show them respect, they're going to let you walk all over them, and then you're going to think you could do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, and Ms. Peterleg in the chat room was saying that a lot of kids nowadays think they can't talk to their parents. And I agree with that. And I think the problem is, too, that I've been thinking about this really hard, is that a lot of parents and a lot of people forget how it was to be a teenager. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's so easy to say, oh, well, I'm 35 or I'm 40, but you forget how your hormones were raging when you was 13 and 14. So you've got to sit. You got to talk to your kids. You got to be real with them. You can't sit here and act like, you know, like the world is not looking at their body. You can't sit here and act like every man that comes across your daughter is not looking at her in a sexual way. You have to be honest with your kids. You have to talk to your kids about the child molestation. You have to let your kids know about their bodies and that one is allowed to touch them. You can't sit here and be nervous and tiptoe around that subject. I talk to my boys about everything. I make adults very uncomfortable around my kids, very uncomfortable. I don't want you ever thinking that my child can sit on your lap, that you can play with my child like you're 8. No, I make adults very uncomfortable around my kids, and I let them know. I talk to my kids about everything from child molestation. You don't let anyone touch you. You have to be open with your children. And too many parents forget how it was to be that age and to be confused, you know, things like that. So we have to talk to our children. We can't sit here and be scared, because TV and the back of the school bus is raising our kids, and that's real talk. I learned more about sex from TV and on the back of the school bus than I did from my own household.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let in another call real quick here. Area code 612, 612, you're on the line.
Good evening.
Hello, who is this?
This is Miss T.
Hey, Miss T.
How are you?
What you thinking about the show so far? I'm good.
I've just been kind of agreeing with what everybody's been saying about how people are forgetting, you know, how it was to be a teenager or, you know, young and not understanding what these new feelings are and, you know, being uncomfortable to approach it because it's sexual and sex is so taboo, you know. But at the same time, you said we got to remember as the elders that, you know, I was this age and how I felt at this age, and get into their minds and get on their level and talk to them about it, because they need to, you know, learn from us first and know that they can talk to us about anything, because if they don't talk to us, you know, first, we don't know until they're pregnant and it's too late, or they got an STD, or, you know, something is drastically wrong, and then we're asking ourselves, oh, how did we get here, you know?
Exactly. Now, let me ask y'all something. Y'all in the chat room, y'all feel free to respond. I don't know how many people saw Lil Wayne Behind the Music. On the Lil Wayne Behind the Music, he was, to me, I felt like he was bragging about it. He lost his virginity at 11, and I remember a few months ago, T-Pain was on one of them nightly shows, and he was bragging about losing his virginity at 10 years old. And, yeah, they could be lying, but I do know guys like this who lost their virginity really, really young, And I remember talking to my homeboy back in the day. He had lost his virginity when he was 11. And I felt like, I don't feel like at 11 you're losing your virginity. I felt like it was child molestation because a chick who he had sex with was 14. Why are you, you know, messing with an 11-year-old? Because if it was a woman, you know, 11-year-old girl, and it was a 14-year-old boy, he'd be locked up. So how do you guys feel about these young kids or, like, these rappers or whoever bragging about losing their virginity at the age of 10 and 11? Because my son is about to be 9, and I just cannot picture him having sex at 9 or 10. I just think it's so young.
But, see, again, they're putting it on the TV and whatever they're doing on the TV shows, it's bragging rights. So, again, back to my point, back in the day, sex was a no-no. You had to be married. You had to be with somebody. Nowadays, it's bragging rights, even for girls. Now, I mean, nowadays, who's going to fuck me first?
Yeah.
Who am I going to get with first? So, it's either, I mean, girls back in the day, it was, you know, you was a hoe, you was this, that. But now girls are starting to be like...
Now you a pimp.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now girls are pimps, too. That's what we were saying on the last show. You know, nowadays you have women, and I'm about to be blunt. Y'all can get mad at me, but y'all not keep it real. You have a lot of girls out here who do not respect they fucking pussy, and that's the truth. You have a lot of females out here who give their shit to any and everybody. They don't respect themselves, and they don't respect themselves because their mothers didn't teach them to value themselves, point blank. Things happen. We all go through stuff, but you have girls out here who will have sex for some fries. It's like maybe I'm morally bragging about it. I slept with him for a meal at McDonald's. Are you serious? That's all you're worth?
99 cents.
But see, when I was growing up with my dad, he, you know, I have three brothers and myself. So when we talked about sex, it was like, so did you do this yet? Did you let her do this to you yet? What are you doing? Like, so, but when he talked to my sisters about sex, it was like, let a dude touch you, somebody's neck is going to get broken. So it was a double standard.
That's
and how do y'all feel about that double standard? Because that is very true. For girls, it's so taboo. Suppose, you know, not really so much nowadays, but when we were kind of growing up, it was really taboo for, like, girls to be out here having sex. But, like, with boys, it's like, you know, you turn them on, like, oh, that's my son. Because I remember, and I know my little nephew going to kill me, but I remember when we found out that he had sex. He lost his virginity at 14. This is one of my nephews by marriage. And I was upset, you know, because I felt like that was too young for him to be having sex. And then it was like coming to find out the girl he had sex with, she was 17. So that made me want to, you know, like really check her, like, you know, he's 14, you almost 18, why are you sleeping with him? You know, he looked older, don't get me wrong, he didn't look 14, but it wasn't right. But it's like instead of everybody was looking at me like, oh, you know, why are you sitting here embarrassing him? I'm like, I don't feel like he has any business at 14 having sex. And they're like, well, he's a boy, it don't matter, don't matter. But I'm like, but still, y'all have a daughter. If it's not right for your daughter, why do you think it's okay for the son? He's sleeping with somebody's daughter, so what's the difference?
Right.
What y'all think about that?
And I want to piggyback off of something Martell said. You know, he was saying that when his father spoke to, you know, him and his brothers, it, you know, he was on a different song and dance. It was the same thing in my house. You know, I was the only girl. I have two brothers. And, you know, it should not be a double standard, but it is, unfortunately, you know, because you look at the fact, you know, you hear a lot of parents say, oh, you know, they're talking to their daughters, oh, you can get pregnant. Hello, your son can get somebody else pregnant. It's still a baby, whether it's coming out of your daughter or it's coming from another woman's daughter from your son. It's still a baby. You know, I remember, you know, my brother used to go to school and sell condoms. Oh, it was okay. Oh, grandma caught me with condoms in my pocketbook because I wanted to be like my brother. I'm going to go make me a quick buck. I wasn't having sex, you know, but because she found condoms in my possession, I got grounded. Okay, but hold on. My brother's doing the same thing, and I see him making a buck. So let me go make a buck. And it's definitely a double standard. You know, you need to, you know, you need to call it as it is. You know, I'm going to talk to my son the same way I talk to my daughter because no matter if it's a boy or a girl, STD don't have no name.
Exactly.
STD
thank you for saying
it. Don't have no sex. STD doesn't have a face, period, point blank. So whether it's your daughter or whether it's your son, they still can bring home a STD. They still can get out here and, you know,
impregnate, whether they're getting impregnated or they're impregnating someone else.
Somebody else.
It's all the same. So, you know, again, we as parents, we as adults need to really grow up and, you know, educate our children because, you know, like I said, who's to say what this world is going to come to? If we don't get a hold on this early, then, you know, it's like, you know, what the hell? What are we going to be faced with 2, 3, 5, 10 years down the road? You know, you see how much has changed since we were children. Just imagine when our children have children. It's going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you have little girls out here. What were you going to say, Marty?
I was terrified to have sex. My father kept trying to get me to have sex, and I was just like, herpes don't look good on me. I was not playing with that shit, okay? Gonorrhea, I don't fuck with that shit. And then on top of that, about you know, having kids, okay, so, you know, my brother, he was 18 before he passed away or whatever, but he was 18 when he got a girl pregnant. But, I mean, I love my brother dearly, but he wasn't on the mindset to be a father. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he wasn't on the mindset to be a father at 18 years old. So why, again, like Alex said, you're impregnating somebody or you're getting pregnant, but you're not ready to be a parent yet. And, again, that cycle is going to keep continuing because you're still growing up and trying to be an adult while you're raising a child.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of work. You know, and a lot of people find themselves in that situation because they're not able to talk to their parents about birth control and about, you know, I have these feelings and I want to have sex. You know, the parents, like, you know, especially if it's a girl, just don't have sex. Well, that's not, you know, putting away those urges and those feelings. You know, and that's where we go back to. You have to talk to your kids.
You see, my mom a lot of parents are
do as I say, not as I do. You
exactly.
know, you have a lot of parents out here that are not being the proper role models for these young kids, but the only thing they say is do as I say and not as I do. You have to lead by example. You know, I definitely, you know, like I said, my daughter's about to be 11 years old. You know, I used to talk to my daughter when she was 4 and 5. That's how my grandmother did me. You know, anybody touches you, you let me know. I don't care if they tell you I'll kill your whole family. You still let me know. You know, you have to make it okay, and you have to make your children feel comfortable with coming to you, telling you anything, no matter what. You have to make it comfortable so that your child won't run to, you know, their friend or their so-called friend and, you know, talk to them. No, you need to come talk to me, not talk to your friend, because your friends, they're not educated either. So, you know, we have to definitely step in again and be parents so that our kids will come to us. You know, I have, you know, one of my girlfriend's daughters, she came to me and asked me about sex. Okay, hold on. Why didn't you go to your mom? You know, her first thing out of her mouth, I can't talk to my mom. Well, why you feel like you can't talk to your mom, but you feel like you can talk to me? Well, you know what, Miss Alex, you know, you definitely, you know, you're more open-minded, you know, you're not as closed-minded, you're going to talk to me, you're not going to yell at me, you're not going to tell me why did you, why don't you, you know, you're going to educate me and let me know what I need to do. And that's my prime example right there. Let's be parents before anything else. Let's
make
our kids before anything else.
And a lot of people agree with what you're saying with that whole do as I say, not as I do, because that always trips me out with parents, especially when they find out that their daughter or son is having sex, you know, behind their back. But yet and still, you bring, you know, a different man every night of the week home in front of your kids. So why do you think your daughter's going to respect her body when you as a mother is not showing her how to respect herself or her body? You know, you got a lot of moms, so-called moms out here who go through men like Ross. Okay, well, your kids are seeing that. Every guy you bring home is not a potential father, so why are you bringing them around your child? And that's just real talk. So like you said, it does go back to the parenting, and it is about, you know, practice what you preach. You can't tell your kids not to have sex, but every time they turn around, it's a different man walking out your bedroom every Friday night or after you come home from the club, you bring home somebody with you.
And it goes the same way, you know, the mothers have to make sure they're paying attention to what they're doing, but the fathers also have to pay attention to what they're doing in front of their children because, you know, a lot of females, they want a man that's, you know, sort of like their father in some way, whether it's an obvious decision
or, you know, you're not consciously making the decision, you're going to be attracted to a male with qualities of your father. Now, if you see your father mistreating plenty of women, or you see daddy, every time you with daddy, you're at a different girlfriend's house, you know, you're going to think it's okay to have a relationship where, you know, you're sleeping around, or the person's changing up, or the man's not treating you with that much respect. So both of the parents need to make sure that they're making the conscious decisions when they're picking their partners or dating someone. You know, it's okay to date, but what are you bringing home in front of your child? It's the time for everything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And what she was saying also about the females looking towards a father figure, I can agree with that, because somebody I knew, you know, was out in the streets doing what they wanted to do, rebelling and stuff. And all she said to me was, you know, all I was looking for was, you know, a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to always hang out and deal with older men. I mean, when I say older, 15-plus years older than what she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking for a father figure because her father wasn't there.
Right.
You see, a lot of families aren't teaching, like, how, like, when you like somebody, how you're supposed to act. These young boys, they like a girl, they slap her on the ass. Like my uncle took me out on a date, showed me how a man's supposed to treat you if he really respects you and likes you, and this is how it's supposed to be done. And it's like once somebody sets a standard for you, you're like, what? When a little boy come at you with, you want to go to McDonald's, blah, 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 you're like, what?
Right.
No.
McDonald's?
Right, I totally agree. I definitely agree, because I said somebody's going to have to come hire with my daughter because she knows she's beautiful. She knows if she needs something, she can go to her mom. You know, you're really going to have to show true interest and be about something, because we're not going to settle, you know, for any Tom, Dick, and Harry that's telling you you're cute or you got a bag and body.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and that's the problem nowadays. Now, what do y'all think about the overlook, you know, like all the sexualization like we were just touching about in the media? Now, I don't know if y'all have heard this, but I had the picture on the profile for this show. And basically, it's a Playboy picture. If you guys don't know, Marge Simpson is going to be posing in the Playboy. I believe it's next month. I don't understand for the life of me why they need to have a cartoon character like Marge Simpson posing for Playboy. You know, I just feel like, you know, like the media and just the manipulate, it's just manipulating these children into thinking that what's wrong is right. You know, we tell our kids, you know, Playboy is for adults and, you know, don't buy into it, but now y'all have a cartoon character posing for Playboy. What is that about? What y'all think about that?
It's about money. It's about sales. Who cares what you know, who you're destroying in the process? They could care less. They don't give a damn about society. They don't give a damn about our kids and, you know, their well-being. It's all about the next dollar. So, you know, I'm just going to put this out here and, you know, whoever buys it, buys it. You know, they don't care if it's a child's dollar or an adult's dollar. Money don't have no face, and that's how they're looking at it. It's all about the mighty dollar, you know, quote, unquote.
And to be most people that buy porn are teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment is the
and
new
that's
parent.
True. You said what?
Entertainment
but
is the new parent worldwide now. For the majority of homes and whatnot, entertainment is the new parent. Ain't no real parents.
You're right.
Awesome.
TV is the daddy.
The
TV is babysitting our children. The TV is babysitting our kids. And I used to have to stress that to my daughter's aunt. Don't let the TV be my daughter's babysitter. Sit down with her and read a book with her. You know, take her outside. You know, kids today don't even go outside anymore. Take her outside. You know, sit down and read a book with her, not teaching her the lyrics to songs. You know, half of these kids out here don't even know their ABCs. They're 1, 2, 3s. They don't know how
they
to spell their name.
Every lyric to
sing
every
song
around the world.
Exactly.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Disney,
you know, just like when they have
Channel, they have subliminal messages. Even shows on Disney Channel have those with those teenagers, but they're not talking. I mean, if you listen to what they're talking about, they're talking about stuff that, excuse me, what did they just say on that TV show on Nickelodeon?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not blunt, but it's an underlying message that you know what it means, but
exactly.
Why is my 8-year-old nephew watching Nickelodeon when this is basically a soap opera.
Exactly. I mean, it is. And it's just like, what were you saying?
No, what I was saying, kids are so smart these days. A lot of kids do pick up on that kind of stuff. Just like, I don't care what nobody says, SpongeBob SquarePants to me is not a child's cartoon.
Mm-mm.
It's not a child's cartoon. You know, when he gets hurt or he gets mad, he'd be like, what the eh? Okay, nobody's stupid. We all know what the ant stands for.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of stuff I hear in these television shows that, you know, just brainwashing the kids. And, you know, even in the music, you know, everything is about sex and how many girls you can get and being a pimp and, you know, things you can do to get these females. I mean, it's to the point now where it's almost like, you know, the entertainment industry is, I agree, is raising our children, but it's definitely teaching our children no type of morals, no type of values, nothing. They don't value life. They don't value their bodies. They don't value sex. It's all about hitting it and going on to the next. You know, and it's sad, and you still have a lot of grown men with this mentality, and now they're raising the next generation of boys. And that's the sad part. And another thing that irritates me, too, that I notice a lot, too, you have a lot of little girls out here, younger and younger, little girls out here carrying purses at the age of 2 and 3, wearing heels, the little outfits, the chapsticks, the lipsticks. Now, I understand, you know, being girly or being feminine. I just feel like, you know, when a child is 2 and 3, the only thing they need to be concerned about is running around on the playground and having fun. They shouldn't worry about, oh, my lipstick, or I need to look in my mirror. And, you know, and it's just like we're just raising our kids to be too grown out here, you know, too grown. It's bad enough their bodies are developing, but it's just to the point now where it's just like we're feeding their minds with just mush. Everything is about aesthetics. Everything is about how you look and how you can get a man to, you know, how you can please a man and how you can get a little boy to like you. You know, sad out here.
But it also, too, I was thinking, too, back in the day, when my sisters used to play with the Barbie doll houses and they used to have the baby dolls, even that was in itself a little of a bad influence because they would mock what they were seeing from, you know, family members and spanking a baby doll and, you know, having a scenario with the Barbie dolls going through some drama or some other nonsense. So they were mocking what they were seeing.
Yeah, I feel that.
Well, Alex was saying, what are you showing? You know,
exactly.
They're watching what you do, not what you're saying.
Now, let me go to the chat room real quick here. New chapter of life is saying in the chat room. It's kind of moving fast. And my 17-year-old tells me that most of the girls in his high school are claiming to be lesbians or bisexual. What's that about? And we had the same issue at my high school. I think a lot of it, and not trying to say anything against anyone who's gay or whatever you choose is your business, but I think some of it is attention. Because you have girls who are in 7th and 8th grade, and they think it's cute to be ditzy, and that's what's on TV. You see, you know, Flavor Flav or Rock of Love, and everybody's kissing each other. It's almost like an attention thing. You know, me and my girlfriend are kissing to get attention. Not even like, you know, they don't respect the whole lesbian lifestyle. They don't support the gay pride. They don't go to the parade, but yet and still you want to scream that you're bisexual. Well, most people that I know that are really bisexual and lesbians, they support all of that. They're waving their rainbow flag. You know, they're hardcore lesbians, but a lot of these girls are just playing the field. They're just doing it for attention when they're that young. Because I don't feel like a lot of times, you know, you can come into yourself, but a lot of people that I know who are gay, they don't even realize until they get a little bit older. And I still, in my heart of hearts, I feel like when you're in junior high, that is just kind of young to just say flat out I'm gay. Because you haven't experienced everything yet. You know, you haven't been through that much with the opposite sex to just say that you're gay and that's it. But, again, that's my opinion. But I know growing up at my high school, I saw a lot of girls going down that route for attention. What do y'all think?
There's children that's claiming that they know that they're gay under the age of 10 years old nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
and
it was on CNN the other day.
And they're showing it on TV more than ever before. Teenage girls and teenage boys and whatnot, literally teenagers in real life and on the TV show and the movies, kissing, tongue kissing and whatnot. Entertainment has corrupted our society and has made sexual immorality totally cool. And that's why the topic of your show is so extremely important and extremely relevant more than ever before tonight and whatnot.
You see, a lot. I think my aunt, she's gay, and she told me about how her experience. She knew in, like, ninth grade that she was gay, but she still dated boys. Like she couldn't put a finger on it, but you know she tried it out. And by the time she graduated, that's when she made the decision. Like, well, maybe I am gay. Like a lot of people, the media, like any doubts that you have, the media amplifies it. Like a child might be confused and don't really know. And the media,
but like
they
just in the chat room, JT just in the chat room, Katy Perry did that song, I Kissed a Girl. So, like, you're right. You might just be confused and think, okay, well, this girl's pretty. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're a lesbian, but if you bump in, I Kissed a Girl and I liked it, well, you know, hell, after a while, you don't like it. I mean, it's the truth, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like we are putting a lot of stuff out here for these kids. It's really confusing a lot of these kids. I mean, it's to the point now after a certain time, I can't even let my kids watch certain channels, certain shows, you know, because it's just certain things I don't feel like children need to be exposed to. It's just certain things, you know, and I'm not down with the whole, you know, your sexual preference is your own, but I don't feel like you need to expose a 5- and 6-year-old to two girls kissing or two guys kissing. You know, if they're older, that's fine, but when you have 8-, 9-year-olds trying to emulate that, I think that's the issue, because you have little girls now in daycare coming out to other little girls. I've heard stories, so don't get it twisted. It's starting younger and younger. And that's why I feel like a lot of it is confusion. It's not necessarily that these little 5- and 6-year-olds are gay, but if that's what they're seeing on television and that's what they're seeing their moms do, because you have a lot of women on you know, who are on the DL as well, not just guys. You have a lot of women who mess with women on the side.
Oh, yeah.
And these little girls are seeing that, and they're thinking it's okay.
For sure. You know, children do what they see. Children do what they hear. That's why entertainment shouldn't be exposed to children under the age of 18, in my opinion. The only thing that should be exposed to children under the age of 18 is books and educational stuff only. That's it. Anything above and beyond that, you're asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say
when they graduate, but hold on, Marty.
At the same time, you know, you can say that, but, you know, your children are going to see things on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, this goes back to the fact that it needs to start at home. You need to teach your children what's right and what's wrong. You know, my grandmother taught me what was right and what was wrong. I made the decisions to do, you know, my own thing or do what was right or do what was wrong. And if I knew I was doing something wrong in the back of my mind, I could see my grandmother's face telling me, now, you know you ain't supposed to do that. And I know damn well I'm not supposed to be doing it. But, again, it starts at home. Because if it doesn't start at home, then, yeah, they are going to pick up whatever in the street and run with it. They're not going to know any better. But if you have the knowledge and you have the understanding, it doesn't matter. You know, peer pressure won't get the best of you. Because I seen, you know, my little girlfriends, you know, I knew my little girlfriends were having sex. I wasn't sexually active. To be honest with you, at 12 and 13, you could laugh if you want to. I was still playing with Barbie dolls and Cabbage Patch. I wasn't thinking about boys. I wasn't into boys. I wasn't into sex. You know, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 19 years old. So, you know, I knew my girlfriends at 12 and 13 were having sex. Hell, these little girls out here are starting their periods younger and younger and younger.
8, 9.
But again, you got to educate. You have to, it all goes back to, it has to start at home. You have to educate your kids. You have to give them these tools to be able to get out in this world and fight. And,
exactly.
You know, do what's right. You know, you can't let the streets raise your kids. You can't let other people and negativity and TV and society and everything else raise your kids, because you're heading for self-destruction.
Right.
And it's just laziness, because, like she's saying, it starts at home, but people are just being lazy these days. They don't want to do it. They don't have the time. They're too wrapped up in their own stuff to take the time to do what needs to be done.
Yeah. You're right. It is, you know, everybody has their mind elsewhere instead of focusing on what they should have a focus on, which is their kids, you know, and that's why kids are out here wilding out. They don't care. Kids are out here killing each other, you know, so it's just, it's a crazy cycle. And I guess, you know, are we going to change everything in 1 hour show? No. But at least we can get the discussion going. That's what I want to do. And, I mean, it's been a really good discussion. We have about 10 minutes left now, so, I mean, we could just say some final words here. But, yeah, I mean, you definitely have to watch what you're letting your children be exposed to. And to me, I feel like, honestly, you have to be able to speak to your children. And don't forget, you know, it wasn't too long ago, even if you and your child are 30 years apart in age,
just remember when, you know, what it was like when you were 13, 14, and 15. You know, like I said before, a lot of parents try and push that, you know, out of their mind, but you need to remember that so that way you know how to come at your child. You know, you can't be on no do as I say, not as I do. You have to keep it real with these kids because these kids are not stupid at all, by far.
That's real talk. Children these days are too smart for their own good and picking up things faster than ever before, adult stuff and mature stuff more than ever before, real fast and whatnot. And single parent homes is a major factor in this issue of why 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds and whatnot are acting more mature than 30-year-olds and whatnot, and smoking and drinking, doing drugs and all kinds of stuff, even experimenting with prescription cough syrup like Lil Wayne and whatnot, because Lil Wayne brag about that and all of his records all the time and whatnot, and he got more idols than you could, he got more followers than you could take a stick at under the age of 18 and whatnot, and they seeing too many movies and whatnot, too many DVDs. They on the internet too much, even though the internet and this TVs got the parental lock feature. The parental lock features on the internet and on TV is not being used at all. In addition to the fact that too many fathers don't exist. Too many real fathers are not in the home to be the real men / real parents that they supposed to be. But you got a lot of mothers that's in the home, that's not real women, let alone real mothers, passing on good moral judgment and good morals and the principles of God and the Holy Bible and whatnot to their children and whatnot that says train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they get older, they will not depart from it.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. I mean, that's
and also, back to what he was saying about the Bible, too, there's something in there. I'm probably going to mess the line up, but it takes a village to raise a home or a village to raise a child, something
child.
Like that.
I think it's the old African proverb, boo. I don't think that's in the Bible, but I might be wrong.
But yeah,
I think
but
it's
like,
a proverb.
You know, there's a lot of single parents, fathers or mothers, trying to do it by themselves. And like Alice is saying, her grandmother raised her. So she had that generational feel of way back in the day, and it went on. You know what I'm saying? But now with me again, it's just a set sort of single parenting, and they don't know where to turn to, you know, get help if they need help, or they're too ashamed to say that they need help, and they think they got it.
You're right.
Yeah.
As far as, you know,
families,
it takes a village to raise a child, as far as the statement, it takes a village to raise a child, that was the case back in the day, but now you can't trust a lot of people. You know, it'd be the people you least expect that's doing things to your kids. So, you know, you can't even look at that old saying anymore because, you know, the village, sometimes the whole village be out to get your child and you don't even know.
The whole village is
not worried about. You got to worry about backstabbing.
It's the truth.
Ain't
that
about nothing?
Sometimes it's a village full of wolves.
The village is morally corrupt now. She got a good point.
Yep, that's why you got to, you know, start from the house.
That's why you have to surround yourself with people that are like, don't, if he ain't good for you, don't be around him. Same thing as a female. And like your families, like it seems like the families are like, they don't want to take part. They're too busy in their own lives and don't want to take part in the, like the youngest life. Like my aunt, she was always on the go doing this and that. I understand you got to get with you, you got to do you, but at the same time, you know, be a family person, you know?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, I think it was a really good show tonight. We're down to our last 6 minutes. Everybody in the chat room is still talking and everything, so I think the show went really, really well. We got a lot accomplished, but, yeah, you know, again, I will always stick by that. It definitely starts in the home, and you definitely have to talk to your kids because, I mean, you're literally nowadays you're fighting for your child's soul and your child's survival. So people don't care. I mean, some of the pictures I see, I mean, you have kids. I mean, there's a new video, if you guys haven't seen, I'm going to say this real quick. There's a new video I was sent, and I didn't want to do a YouTube video on it because it really disturbed me. And I don't even know what else to say, but basically it's a video of a little boy. He's 3 years old, and it's on Facebook, and it's some, I don't know if they're Mexican, they're Latino because they're speaking in Spanish. Basically, this 3-year-old boy is sleeping with this grown-ass woman. I don't know if it's his mother, his big sister, but when I was sent this video, I was so damn disgusted. And then to read the comments, people laughing and, oh, he's putting it on her. And it's a little boy. You can see his stuff out there. He's sleeping with his, you know, they're like, you know, telling him to, you know, to do it to her. And it's just like,
what?
You know, the thing that bothered me is that if this is on video, imagine when the camera's off. I mean, you have some sick people in this world, and that's why you can't trust your kids with any and everybody. Get to know the parents. Get to know that neighbor. Don't just leave your kids with any. And there's some sick people. And after I get sent some sick videos, I don't trust my kids with anybody, barely. I have to get to know you before my child can spend the night at your house, before they can just go with you, because there's just some sickos out here. And when I was sent that video, I was just real upset. I flagged the video, but what all can you do? Yes, Greg, that dude, I'm dead serious. It was a three-year-old sleeping with a grown woman. And they were in the recording and laughing about it. But I said, you know what, I'm not even going to do a video on it because I don't want to bring more attention to the video because, to me, it was a pedophilic video. So all I could do was just flag it. But the video's still up. It's still being passed around. You know, I just don't get where we're going today as a society. But it was a really sickening video. That's all I got to say. That really upset me.
Yeah. Sorry to hear about that. That's messed up, you know.
Yeah.
My political science research is telling me that Obama and his administration wants to teach kindergarten children masturbation and oral sex and anal sex and whatnot, telling them that sex is okay at a very young age and whatnot. Have any of y'all heard about that?
No,
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, that's my political science research.
I'm going to have to research that one because that's a little bit overboard.
That's my New World Order research right there. That's my intel on the New World Order research. People on my page that I'm subscribed to and whatnot talking about the New World Order, they said Obama and his administration is pushing for that more than ever before, not just abortions worldwide and whatnot, but the fornication that causes the abortions and whatnot with little children very young, at a very young age. Check out my subscription section, you know, where people are talking about the New World Order. And you'll find out for yourself what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, we're down to our last 3 minutes, so it's just going to be me and the host here. So you guys have any final words, my two hosts? Marty J. Alex.
I mean, my final word is, you know, I mean, the only thing that you can do right now in this, the way that the world is right now, the only thing that you can do is just stay lifted in prayer. Now, I'm not a holier-than-thou type person. I do believe. But at this day and age, you can't do anything but pray, man. That's all you can do. You just got to pray for change, man, because it's getting real serious out here. And, you know, it's getting to the point where, you know, everybody seems to be losing control, and no one seems to know how to start that by getting that control. So, I mean, the only thing that I can say is, you know, you're just going to have to keep, you know, just keep this world lifted up in prayer. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's all we can say. So we're reaching the end of our show. We had 2 minutes left. Again, this is Lovely Tea 2002 from YouTube. If you get a chance, check out my videos on there. Subscribe. You can also follow me on Twitter. And the name on Twitter is Lovely Tea, LoveLyTi. It's been a really good show tonight. I want to thank everybody who came by the chat room and who called in. I want to thank everybody who had their opinions. I'm going to leave the chat room open for a little bit. So if you guys still want to sit in there and talk, we definitely can do that. Marty J., you have any last words? We have a minute left.
No, it was a great show. We had a great discussion.
All right. That's what's up. So we're going to leave out on the music. Talk to y'all later.
Good night.
Yo, yo. I see most cats will take advantage of you right now. But I ain't gonna do that, huh? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game. And she just found her S.E. Life is real. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustlers on the block go crazy when you lick your lips. But they just want relation. They don't want relationships. Everybody's talking about how much that girl did change. Can't quite
I put your finger on it, but you're feeling strange, like it's fire in your veins.
The fact that once it's gone, you'll never get it back.